It's 7 minutes past two, and I'm enjoying your messages on the Royals, the Royal interview coming up, of course, tonight in the US, tomorrow night in the UK. So for the next few minutes, let's see how Harry and Meghan versus Buckingham Palace is playing in the United States. Some commentators in the US have likened it to the Super Bowl or the Oscars, such is the excitement about the interview between Oprah and Meghan, the Queen of American TV and America's Princess. Tonight in America, in the early hours here, Harry and Meghan's interview with Oprah Winfrey will be broadcast on CBS. Tomorrow, we'll no doubt talk about it endlessly. And then tomorrow night, it's being shown on ITV in the UK, and we'll no doubt talk about it endlessly again. The Queen apparently will not be watching, but let us talk now to two people who definitely will. We've got Rachel Bowie with us and Roberta Fiorita from New York. They're co-hosts of the Royally Obsessed podcast, which is produced by Pure Wow and Gallery Media Group. Rachel, Roberta, welcome to the programme.
Hi, Colin.
Thank you so much for having us.
It is our pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Rachel, let me start with you, and I wonder if you can just explain to us, give us an insight. Why do the royals still have this ability to invoke, to inflame such strong opinions, frankly, all over the world?
I mean, I just think that they're so captivating. It's, you know, the fairy tale. We are just, you know, we've followed along from the beginning, you know, our generation with Diana and Charles and just now William and Harry. And we want to keep up with everything that's going on. It's something we really enjoy.
Roberta, is the novelty wearing off at all? Sometimes it feels like as we go through the generations that the kind of, people are less enamored with the royal family in the UK, that actually they become kind of more like popular celebrities than this sort of iconic institution.
Right. I don't think so. I think, you know, when Meghan came on the scene, it actually really sparked a frenzy over here to see, you know, one of our very own become a royal. I think that that was so exciting. And for me, that was really what hooked me into being a royal correspondent. And I'm enjoying following along still.
And so how does it feel, or how did it feel when the couple actually moved to the United States? So you had one of your own, and then all of a sudden both of them were there, you know, setting up roots, setting up their new lives in the US.
I mean, I think it was very exciting. I think just to have that sort of experience, you know, where they are now back on, you know, U.S. soil, and we get to kind of experience all that they're bringing to the world through their humanitarian efforts. It's just really nice to have them home. And we believe that there will still be a link to the U.K. And so it kind of just extends the footprint of the monarchy.
Interesting. I mean, Roberta, people here perhaps say that, you know, never let a royal marry an American ever again. They keep getting stolen. They keep moving transatlantic and we lose them. And we see these disputes open up.
Yeah, I mean, I think, too, if you think back to Diana and how she loved the U.S. so much and at one point was wanting to move to New York, I think that there's just such a bond across the pond. So I do think that that's something that, you know, we cherish. We love that they want to be here, and we know that we'll see them in the U.K. at some point.
Just, Rachel, can you explain to us, I suppose, how the disputes, how the arguments are being viewed? Because one thing that we picked up on earlier in this program today was this idea of a kind of generational split, that if you're younger, then perhaps you're more on Meghan's side and Harry and Meghan's side. And if you're of an older generation, then perhaps you're on the side of Buckingham Palace and the Queen. Is there that sort of stark division in viewpoints in the United States as well?
I mean, I think that it's just generally here very pro-Meghan because, you know, we are really excited that she has been able to find her voice again. I think she went from being someone that had a voice before she married Harry and then had to kind of, you know, change a lot of that as she took on that role. So I think for us, it's more just, I don't think that this is limited to Meghan. I think it is tied to the younger generation of royals. We're very, very excited about William and Kate equally. It's just that we want, you know, Harry and Meghan to be celebrated for their efforts and to be, you know, acknowledged for what they bring to the monarchy.
Roberta, what is the overarching kind of feeling? Is this latest chapter that has been, you know, let's be honest, really bitter between the two sides? Is it upsetting for you, or does it feel like some sort of jubilant liberation for Meghan?
I mean, I think it's the latter. I think that it definitely feels jubilant that we are able to hear from her again. You know, it more so feels like celebrity culture over here where we celebrate celebrities, and especially with their philanthropic angle. I think that we are just so excited about them having this opportunity to speak up for themselves. And, you know, just the celebrity response in the U.S. has been staggering, not only Meghan's friends and colleagues, but also huge huge celebrities, Mina Harris, Chrissy Teigen, Gabrielle Union, so many people that have been speaking up on behalf of Meghan that kind of show that sentiment over here.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting point. And I suppose, Rachel, that with that in mind then, with kind of this rallying of support from people who actually know Meghan and who want to, you know, tweet about her or issue statements on her behalf or whatever, does this kind of undermine your view of the Queen and of Buckingham Palace? Because on the other hand, you've got them throwing all sorts of allegations around this week around, issues with Meghan during her time at the palace. So does that take the shine off Buckingham Palace and the Queen side of things, do you think?
I mean, I have to admit that I've definitely been really disheartened this week by everything that's been happening. You know, the allegations that broke about Meghan's bullying and sort of the racial undertones of that. I think this kind of harkens back to me to the, you know, when Diana passed away and, you know, I really want to hear from the palace. I want to hear from the Queen. I want to hear from Kate and William, just because public opinion of the monarchy really matters so much. And I think that, you know, it would mean a lot to us being so royally obsessed just to know that they do see and hear what Meghan and Harry are going through on a personal matter.
Yeah, indeed. It's interesting, in the last few minutes, New York Times style section has tweeted a kind of, you know, breakdown of what you need to know about this interview and things that we know so far and all of that sort of thing. But they've tweeted it with the caption, "Remember to hydrate and pace yourself," which I think is just is good public service advice. So give me an insight. How are you two going to be enjoying the interview this evening? Are you watching it together? Are you doing a podcast episode? Rachel, tell me, are you having a bit of a viewing party?
I mean, I know Roberta and I will be texting, maybe just FaceTiming the whole time. We're very excited to watch it. And then we'll be covering it in full on our episode where we record on Tuesday and it'll air Thursday this week.
Nice one. Roberta, I mean, describe your levels of excitement for this. This is hotly anticipated, you know, bitterness and arguments aside, as a royal set piece event. This is pretty huge, is it not?
It's huge. I mean, I woke up this morning to my boyfriend saying that he said happy Super Bowl day. So it really feels like the royal Super Bowl. I will definitely have a glass of wine, probably a few on hand. So we're really excited for it.
Well, the New York Times is urging you to stay hydrated. So
that's right.
Just bear that in mind as well. Hey, thank you both so much. Really interesting to speak to you. And I mean, enjoy it, if indeed that's the appropriate thing to say. Roberta Fiorito and Rachel Bowie, thank you so much. They co-host the Royal Obsessed podcast, which is produced by Pure Wow and Gallery Media Group, and I'm sure there's all sorts of treats on that for you, and I'm sure there will be in the days ahead as they dissect this royal interview for you. This is Times Radio. You're listening to Callum McDonald in for Alexis Conran with the Singleton Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. It's 2:15.